that comes from a radio station like WBAI is clearly, clearly invaluable. And we need to keep this going on. And once again, that number again is 833-WBAI-NYC or 833-922-4692. Off the Hook is coming up. It is 7 p.m. and this is WBAI New York.
Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook here on WBAI. This is Emmanuel Goldstein, joined tonight by Kyle.
Yes, hello. Hi, everyone, and right. Happy Halloween.
Okay, let me just stop you right there, Kyle. This is not that kind of a radio program. We are trying to do a serious job here. You apparently fixed some kind of robot or something, and a normal voice, maybe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. That's all I ask. Out there in Skype land, we have Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Welcome back. We have Gila.
Good evening.
Also welcome back. And we have Alex.
You do indeed. Good evening.
Welcome. Well, tonight is a very important night for WBAI because we are in the middle of a fund drive. Now, I know you've heard that sentence many, many times over the years. But this is different. This is different. We have a whole new cast of characters here who are really, really working their tails off to get this place back into shape. And they are doing a tremendous job. It's the spirit here has just been incredible over the past couple of months. And what we have tonight is a part of a fund drive that is only lasting, I think it's less than a week. And here's the thing. Instead of sounding like the Home Shopping Network, we are going to be just very upfront and honest with you. We need your support to keep the radio station going. And what you get out of that is the radio station. What you get out of that are programs like Off the Hook and so many others. If you just listen to 99.5 FM in New York City, you will be treated to a plethora of viewpoints, and opinions, music, culture, all sorts of things, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is the premium. That is what it's all about. Please support us so that we can continue to be on the air talking about all sorts of things. In our case, we talk about technology. We talk about the latest in hacking. We talk about privacy, consumer affairs, you name it. Anything having to do with a telephone or a computer, we are interested in. Phone number is, and this is cool, we even have a new phone number, 833, which is a toll-free area code, by the way, 833-WBAI-NYC. How cool is that? Yeah, 833-WBAI-NYC. Now, if you don't have letters on your phone, get a new phone if you don't have letters on your phone. But if you don't, I'll help you out here. 833-922-4692. 833-922-4692. Now, you'll even get a human. You might get voicemail. If you get voicemail, simply leave information to be called back, and you will be. And we're asking people to become BAI buddies. What a BAI buddy is somebody who pledges a set amount every month. It can be as small or as big as you wish it to be. And what happens is, in 12 months, well, that figure is 12 times what it is you're pledging. And it's really awesome. And it's one of the main sources of our budget right now. So please help us out by either calling 833-922-4692, 833-WBAI-NYC, or going to the website, and this is also new, buddy.wbai.org, buddy.wbai.org. On that site, you'll find all kinds of information on how you can pledge a particular amount each month, and please tell your friends. Again, this is only happening for a few days, and it will determine, and you might have heard this on some other programs, it will determine how this radio station survives into the future, or if it survives into the future. Not to sound too dire, but it's really important that we have enough money to pay the bills. We don't have commercials. We don't really have many sources of funding. Our listeners are pretty much the only investors that we have, and it's operated that way since 1960. We hope it can operate that way until 2060, because this kind of radio is very much alive. This kind of radio is what true listeners appreciate. Yeah, if you turn on, you know, the Top 40 station or the Easy Listening station, it's background music. You have it on, you know, just to calm your nerves, and I understand that. WBAI maybe won't calm your nerves. It can, but it will also make you think. And these days, we need thinking people to be out there, to be debating, discussing. And when we have a listener to our radio station, they tend to stick around. They tend to engage. They tend to either agree passionately or disagree passionately. We like both because it's the conversation that makes things interesting. Now, what we're going to have in the background during this 1 hour that we are on, is part of a clip show that we put together on our 20th anniversary. And this is going to make us seem really ancient because this show aired in 2008. Yeah, and that was our 20th anniversary. So you can imagine how close we're getting to our 40th anniversary at this point. We're just going to step back in time for a moment and just step away for a second. But we'll be cutting in and out of this this special piece that we put together.
So, what you may ask, is this program all about? Well, we come here and we discuss technology. Technology gone astray. Technology run amok. Technology perhaps turning upon its masters. The kind of thing that happens all the time, and the kind of thing that computer hackers, among many others, have a handle on. That's why there's much we can learn through the world of hacking, through the world of telephone freaks, and just general education, something that there is certainly a lack of these days. Technology-wise, we can't figure out how to make phone calls. We can't figure out how to get our own credit reports. We don't know what's in computer files about us. We know very little.
AT&T, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm trying to find out an area code. I believe it's in California, and the name is Drake's Bad.
The area code there, you Drake's Bad, California?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
I'll check it for you.
Thank you.
D-R-A-K-E-S?
Yeah, and a contraction, apostrophe S.
Okay, I have a lot of Drakes.
You have a lot of Drakes?
I have Drake's Bad number 1, Drake's Bad number 2, Drake's Bad number 3, all the way up to 9.
All the way up to 9. I wonder which one I need.
You have them all the way up till number 17.
Uh-oh.
Got them up to 25. They're all the same area code, 916.
Oh, they're all 916. Okay.
All right. What is that? A special kind of...
Well, I thought it was just a place, but apparently this... how many of them did you say? I guess there's a lot of them.
You have a listing up till number 36.
Up to number 36.
Drake's Bad number 1, number 2, all the way up to 36.
Boy, I guess they ran out of names for cities, eh?
Yeah, right.
Okay, thanks very much.
916 for all of them. So.
916. Okay, thank you. Can you connect me to 916 information, please?
Oh, no problem, sir.
Thank you.
If you're AT&T, have a good night.
You too. Here we go.
This is Eileen. What city, please?
Yes, hello. Is this the 916 area code?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm trying to find the number for Drake's Bad.
California?
Yes.
And what number did you need there?
Well, let's see. I believe it's just listed as Drake's Bad. You know, I don't think it's anything more than that.
Okay, sir. Then you need to call the operator first and ask for Drake's Bad number 2.
AT&T, how can we help you?
Yes, hello. I'd like to place a call, please, to Drake's Bad number 2, California.
Area code number you're calling?
That's it. Drake's Bad number 2. Okay.
Come on, I need your help. He's calling Drake's Bad number 2, California. How you get there?
This is a civilian. Where may I help you?
Yes, operator. Drake's Bad, California.
What's your number? Drake's Bad.
Operator, sir, what number?
I was trying to reach Drake's Bad number 2.
Certainly, thank you.
How can I dial that direct?
Pardon?
Can I dial that direct?
No, it's a toll station. We have to key it in for you.
You mean there's still places in the United States you can't call direct?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Direct dial rate.
Uh-huh. And that's it ringing now. Well, I hope it's it ringing. Oh, well, I guess they're not home. Well, so much for that.
All right, we're gonna step away from that. That was from our clip show, which aired on December 24th, 2008. I don't know when that particular adventure that we inserted in there actually aired, but that was basically a step back into the kinds of things that used to exist in this country, toll stations, where you basically had to go through an operator to get a particular number to ring. This kind of thing would not exist without WBAI. Because we wouldn't have had a radio show. We wouldn't have been able to document all of this. That is one major reason why I think you should be supporting WBAI to keep this kind of thing going. Now, there are no more toll stations. We won't have calls like that, but we will have all kinds of other things. And we're about to feature one right now. But first, I just want to give out the phone number one more time, 833-WBAI-NYC, 833-922-4692, or go to the website buddy.wbai.org and become a BAI buddy. If in fact it is true, say that Off the Hook is your favorite radio show or you'd like to pledge on behalf of that show, and that'll look good for us. Now, what I'd like to do is go around a little bit, ask people if they have anything they want to add to entice people to call up and support the radio station. And then we'll start moving on to some interesting topics. Alex, I believe you're first.
Sure, I've got a lot I can add. And, you know, I think it's easy for WBAI listeners to become complacent in some respects and just think that the station is going to weather the storm, no matter what it is, because WBAI has always weathered the storm. Emmanuel, how many years has WBAI been on the air right now? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I know you're bad at math.
No, I actually already said it. We've been on since 1960.
Okay, but how many years is that?
How many years is that? That's 24? No, yeah, you did put 64 years.
There you
that's
go.
Pretty easy exactly. to do, actually.
Wonderful. Well, you know, for some of us, but I know we appreciate that this is difficult for you. But I think 64 years of being on the air, it's kind of amazing what WBI has been through. I mean, I've been listening since I was 15 or so years old. in the 90s, right? So the 90s. I've seen WBAI go through so many storms. I mean, literally tumultuous times where, do you remember, I always bring this up, do you remember when we had the NYPD in the hallway of 110 Wall Street at the time?
And memory's starting to fade, Alex, isn't it? Memory's starting to go with your age.
Well, you know what they say, when your memory goes, forget it.
It's 120 so, Wall Street, by the way.
It's 120 Wall Street, that's right, exactly. 120 Wall Street, we've got the cops literally in the building. I'm out, you're on the air, I'm out there with a cell phone, and the cops are saying that everybody is going to be arrested unless they leave the station. And then outside the station, when we came out, we were like heroes that night. There was a massive amount of people that rallied around the station. Then the station was, this was in the throes of the corporate takeover of Pacifica.
Well, it's a little more complex. There was a whole power struggle going on. I don't want to get into the details. You can go back, though, and listen to that particular radio show. I think that was in the year 2000, or 2001. It might have been early 2001. Yeah, basically we were just broadcasting what was going on in front of us, as we tend to do. If something is happening, we will tell people what's going on. And, yeah, that resulted in a large amount of people coming to the station because they heard that it was being raided by the cops. So we've had all kinds of adventures like that. Yes, we keep talking about that adventure, but there are many, many others that we have experienced since our first show back in 1988.
Just a few years ago, there was a similar attempted coup and corporate takeover where, you know, literally people were locked out of the station,
mm-hmm.
and we had to file a lawsuit and then go and appeal an order. And I believe in the first appellate division in New York, and we had people showing up into court there. I mean, we've been through so many storms.
Yeah, I don't want to make it seem like the only thing that happens to the station is that people are trying to take over the station. That's one thing that happens, but we occasionally have like 9/11. That's one thing that happened. That's not something that we like to remember either. But we certainly had reaction to that, a perspective on that. We've had because our show is generally on Wednesday. Sometimes it moved to Tuesday, but for quite a while now we've been on Wednesday. But we've oftentimes had to talk about election results. I remember 2016 was a particularly tough one. And next week, I don't know, that might be a tough one too. We'll just have to see. But the thing is, it's not only the history. It's not only what's happened in the world of both technology and just society in general. It's also the sounds that technology made. If you were just listening now to that phone call that we were making to the toll station, you'll hear all kinds of sounds there, electromechanical switching, things that don't exist anymore today. And there are many, many people who have captured those sounds. And luckily, we have captured those sounds both on recording and live over the air when people called us up as well. So there's all kinds of perspective, all kinds of history that we have captured. And of course, we've encoded all of it on our website. But the real important reason why you should support WBAI is that other people have that chance to make history, to make their own kind of history. And that listeners can be a part of that as well. I try to imagine what New York City would be like without a station like WBAI. It would not be the same New York City. Certainly not.
It definitely would not. And there's a sense of community, I think, that goes along with being a WBAI listener. And the knowledge that you're listening together with people, that you're not alone when you're listening to the radio. There's nobody tracking you. There's nobody watching you. You're not leaving an IP address anywhere on anybody else's server. You've tuned into the radio through the miracle of physics, right? You're using, you know, terrestrial airwaves and physics to listen in on communications that nobody else knows that you're listening to, and you're part of this community of listeners right now in the city that's all tuned in and listening to WBAI. There's something really special about that that does not exist anywhere else. And the fact that this station exists for how many years was it, Manny?
Really? Again? Boy.
64 years.
64
okay,
years.
Yeah, there you go.
But let me also correct you on one other thing. It's not just happening here in New York City. First of all, our signal spreads out considerably from New York City, but also, thanks to the internet, it spreads out all around the world. And thanks to archives, it spreads out all throughout time. So it's a real piece of history that we constantly have here at 99.5.
Also, I think the sense of community is there's two different communities that we're talking about here right now. We have the WBAI community, and we also have the listener community for Off the Hook. And I think they're both very, very special. You know, we have the community that joins us every week for Off the Hook Overtime. We have the community that has been listening to us as Off the Hook and shows up at various conferences and things around the world and know us, you know, for Off the Hook. And they're also part of the WBAI community. And I really hope that that Off the Hook community that listens to us as a podcast and maybe listening to us in the future at some time calls up 833-WBAI, the WBAI NYC, or 833-922-4692 and supports the station, because this I really truly believe that we are onto something so good it needs to be preserved, and we are preserving history here as well.
Now, with regards to that phone number, the 833 toll-free area code, I believe people overseas cannot call that that area code. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the case. And if you're one of those people that wants to call 833-922-4692 to pledge your support, well, you might be better off going to the website until we figure something else out. Or you can try. You can try calling that area code, see what happens. That's kind of the hacker spirit right there. But the website is buddy.wbai.org. Anyone else have anything they wish to add? Rob, go ahead.
Yes, indeed. I think one thing I can do to really drive home how precious and special this place is to give a short history lesson, because long ago there was a man called Louis Schweitzer. He was a rich guy. He made his fortune in the paper business, and he was an immigrant. He was born in Russia, came to the United States, did very, very well for himself, and bought himself a radio station at one point as sort of a vanity project. But he got sick of dealing with it. He didn't like the state of commercial radio at the time. He was inspired by the story of KPFA and the Pacifica Radio Network, which is a nonprofit organization, activist-run, very much like it, like today. It's a force in community-sponsored radio. And he just gave his radio station to them. A rich guy gave a bunch of activists and hippies and nuts and wonderful people a free radio station to just have.
Can I just point out first that he tried to give the radio station. He was not believed when he called up several times, because, giving away a full power radio station in the middle of New York City is not a normal occurrence. But that is what was happening. And fortunately, he called back again and was finally believed.
Absolutely. And this just goes to show how insane the story of this place's existence even is. This would never happen again. This would certainly never happen now. Now, when a rich person gets bored and disillusioned, they buy a massive social network and ruin it. But no, Louis Schweitzer gave the Pacifica Network WBAI for free. And it has been able to survive since then solely on the strength of the listeners, solely on the community that, threw in what they could to keep the lights on, keep the electricity flowing, and keep us doing what we do here at WBAI. That includes our show at Off the Hook. That includes so many other wonderful programs that have come and gone over the years. And if everything goes well, it will be able to keep doing that. But it can only keep doing that by the show of support that you can make by calling 833-WBAI-NYC or going to buddy.wbai.org and doing what you can to keep us going.
And that phone number translates to 833-922-4692 for those of you who don't have letters on your phone. I think we've laid out the case pretty well as to why people should support the radio station. And if you're listening to this show in the future, please call that number or go to that website. I'm sure it'll still be there, even if it's 50 years from now. But go ahead, Gila.
So we talked a lot about the why to support the radio station. And I do want to add just really briefly to that my own experience, which is that BAI has really opened a lot of doors for me experientially. I didn't know it existed before I moved to New York. I didn't know it existed the first few years I lived in New York. And then I met someone and he said, hey, I do this radio show. And then I started listening to it and I learned a lot of really cool stuff. And now I'm on it, which is mind blowing to me on a very regular basis. But in addition to the why, I did want to talk really briefly about the how, because when I'm not on air, I work in fundraising. So I did want to throw out there that the Pacifica Foundation is a 501c3 organization. So what you donate to us is tax deductible. If you have a donor advised fund, if you are old enough to be making required distributions from your IRA, you can make those donations straight to WBAI. It's a great idea, saves you money in the long run. Also, we love our listenership. If you're considering writing your will, it can't hurt to include a bequest to WBAI. We hope we don't see the money for a long time, but we know it's coming eventually, and that helps us with long-term financial security. So remember, it's not just checks and credit cards. There are a lot of different things you could do to support this station, and we appreciate all of them.
I mean, that's a touchy thing to ask people to include you in their will, but that's what people do. I know it's hard, but it definitely is keeping things moving and keeping this alive, which, hopefully is alive for a very long time. Rob, do you have something else?
I did not, but I can throw in that much like Gayla was saying, getting involved with this station, I was a listener to the station. I was a listener to the show for a long time before I got involved. And getting involved was a life-changing experience for me. It got me interested in the audio production world, and I've since done that professionally. It's, it's connected me with wonderful people, some of whom sadly are no longer with us, but many of whom I have lifelong friendships with. And this station has certainly changed my life. I think it changed my life before I was even involved, just based on the material that was there, the stuff that I could listen to and learn about and become part of.
Well, it's changed the lives of many listeners and certainly many staff people. I remember the first time walking into WBAI when we were at 505 8th Avenue just wandering in there. I had worked in radio, WUSB, out in Stony Brook for a number of years, and I wanted to check out other radio stations, and this was a unique radio station. And I'll never forget that first day. You know, the first person I saw was, of course, our late receptionist, Fred, basically got to meet all these people and just was put to work, as an engineer, as somebody in the news department, eventually somebody on the air. The idea of Off the Hook was not mine. It was basically people at the radio station that said, yeah, this is what you're talking about. This is what you're interested in. This is what your show should be. And they were right. They certainly were right. And you can go back and listen in the archives and hear all the old shows and how it transpired. Let's just step back into time for a second, see where our clip show is at.
Software for the modification of telecommunications instruments for the unauthorized use of telecommunications services, which in plain English means I have had a computer program on a laptop computer that allegedly allows someone to program a cellular telephone.
And that's Bernie S. talking about his legal troubles with technology. There are so many people that we have had on the air, Kevin Mitnick, Fiber Optic, who have gone through hell in our legal system, just for being curious, just for playing with technology. WBAI and Off the Hook offered a voice for these people to get the word out. And I think many of them would have suffered far worse consequences by being held in prison for longer or being charged with more if they did not have the support that WBAI listeners afforded them. So that's an incredible reminder, too. And we are one show. We are one show, 1 hour in one day. There are different shows almost every hour of every other day. And everybody has their own community. Everybody has their own causes. And this place is a magical a gathering point on the radio dial. So please keep that magical gathering point here. 833-WBAI-NYC, 833-922-4692. Or buddy.wbai.org. This is basically the only week we're doing this. We're not doing it next week. We're doing it this week. And we're not offering all kinds of items and premiums and things like that. No, this is real. This is about keeping the radio station alive. And that's what it's always been about. But we're not kidding ourselves here. We're saying that our listeners are the lifeblood. And if you are listening, you're a listener. So please give us that support. Okay, last week, Alex, you can maybe refresh my memory on this. We were talking about some some regulations involving cell phones in schools that involved putting phones in pouches. And it basically was a bit confusing to me, mostly because I was never in school when cell phones existed. But that just seemed a little weird to have these pouches where kids were supposed to put their phone and their phone didn't work until they took them out of the pouches. Anyway, you've dragged your son into the studio here, or your studio, to explain it all to us. You want to set this up?
Yeah, I do indeed. You know, and so yeah, we promised. And this is the thing with WBAI, right? We promise and we deliver. You know, this is another reason why people should support us here, right? We promised this last week. Now Sasha is here. I promised an expert on phone patches being used in middle schools so that kids did not necessarily have access to their particular mobile phones throughout the day. And we had all kinds of questions about how it worked. Do you have the pouch? Do you put the pouch somewhere? How does the pouch work, et cetera? So in any event, I'm going to hand it over to my son, Sasha, who just started middle school here at a public school in New York City. Sasha, why don't you take it away?
Yes, I am Sasha, and I'm going to be talking about the phone pouches.
Okay.
All right. And how are you going to address this?
First, I'm going to talk about what is it and what does it do. Second of all, I'm going to talk about how it works. And third of all, I'm going to talk about how to defeat the pouches.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
All right. So let's start with what is it. So tell us, what is the phone pouch actually do? What's the point of it? Why do you have this in school?
The phone pouches are for so kids don't go on their phones during the lessons.
Okay.
Why we need them, but this is from the teacher's perspective.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, I guess they don't want you to be distracted or using phones during the school day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do we see when we do drop off in the morning? Everybody's, what are they doing?
Looking on their phones.
That's right. Everybody's looking on their phones. I think people will be looking on their phones during classroom time, I would imagine.
Why is that a bad thing, Alex? Why can't kids look at their phones? Why don't you let them do that?
Well, maybe you know, some people could consider it some kind of study aid if they were looking up the subjects that the teacher was talking about, right? Do you think that's what they're doing?
Maybe they're just doing it to torture us.
To torture us? Oh, you think the teachers are doing this to torture you?
You know, Sasha, you're onto something there because there are some bad teachers out there that exist to torture kids.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so let's assume for a moment that they have not some kind of nefarious purpose in mind, but they're talking. They want to help you learn by keeping you undistracted by all of these mobile phones, so that you can focus on the multivariable calculus that you're inevitably doing in sixth and seventh grade, right?
Yeah, I was joking. Teachers are amazing.
Yeah, the teachers are great, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was joking too.
So we have an idea about, you know, what the idea is behind the phone pouch. It's to keep you not distracted, right, or undistracted. Keep your attention on the lessons. So tell us about, how does this phone pouch work? What happens with it?
So pretty much there's a needle that's on one side. I don't know how it fully works, but I'm pretty sure something on the other side locks the needle in place. And you can only unlock it by hitting it on a magnet that they give you at the end of the day.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, Kyle, so this is something that you brought up last week. You thought that there was some kind of magnetic component to this, right?
That was one thing that I suspected, that they had a way to enclose it so that it would be basically very hard to regain access unless you use the particular thing you contact. And it reminds me a little bit of retail stuff, you know, when they have tags on clothes or something. You know, they swipe it when you buy it, and then you can go home with the stuff without setting off alarms.
Well, can I just ask a question here? Sasha, have you ever thought of bringing your own magnet in? And maybe you could, defeat it that way.
Well, I don't use a Yonder patch, but the thing is, these magnets are ginormous plaques. They're not just small ones.
Okay.
They're placed on a special plaque that only the teachers can hold, and that won't fit into your pocket. If you want a heavy magnet in your backpack, I guess you can.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah. So I guess maybe if you carried around like a very rare earth magnet or something like that, you might be able to replicate this. But so you go in, you're supposed to put your phone in this pouch, I guess, when you get into school at the beginning of the day. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so your phone is there. Now, the other question that I believe we had, Kyle, Emmanuel, the rest of us, right, was what happens to the pouch during the day? Mm-hmm. Is the pouch in the possession of the students, or is it in your locker, or does somebody else hold it? Where's the pouch?
The pouch is usually placed in your backpack, so it's safe. And they have this thing where if you lose your pouch, you have to pay $20 for it. And if you break it or damage it, it'll also be $20.
So if I understand this correctly, your phone is still working. You can still hear it ring. You just can't get to it because the pouch is locked and can only be unlocked with the magnet.
Yep.
Okay. Now, that's good. But that's a good question, though, Emmanuel. Something came up. So let's ask that specific question, right? Is the pouch in which you put the phone a Faraday pouch? Do you know what a Faraday pouch is?
Yeah.
What's a Faraday pouch?
Something that locks the signal.
Okay, very good.
How does he know that? How does he know that? Who taught him that?
He's a lot smarter than he looks.
Wow, he looks smart. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. He is. Yeah. So does the phone still work when it's in the pouch?
Yeah, it still works.
Okay. Now let's talk about how you defeat the security on the pouch.
So my friend Augustia from another school.
Okay.
He told me how to do it because my old friend from my old school, who also goes to lab, figured out this trick where you put the pencil under where the needle lies and you want to push the pencil up to the needle, and then you want to bash the pouch on something hard. And speaking of this, my friend, my good new friend Max, he wanted to open his yonder pouch, and I told him, hey, yeah, my friend told me this trick. I think we should try to test it out. So we did it, and after like a full-on 5 minutes of hitting the pouch, it opened without having to use the magnet.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So there are ways to physically get around this. Now, it opened up. Did the pouch break at that point?
The pouch did not break.
Okay. So you were able to use it again without having to pay $20 to get a new pouch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have a good story for this.
Go ahead.
So the school bathrooms at my school are completely insane.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm not talking about, like, the toilets or anything. But one time I went in, and I was just looking in the mirror because I thought I was growing pimples. I was getting scared. And then these kids jump through the door, and they start yelling, "You think you're safe in here?" to each other. And then one of them holds up their phone, and is one of the other big kids is like, "How did you get that?" And I just ran out. I was really scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And nowadays, nowadays, there's a daily check where one of the teachers will go in and check the condition of the bathroom. Because one time, they threw the whole entire paper towel roll into the toilet and didn't flush it.
Well, this is what happens in New York City public schools in various bathrooms, right?
I think we might be veering off topic here. So now, as far as the phone goes, though, how does the phone get into your pouch? Who makes sure that there is a phone in your pouch? Couldn't you just not put the phone in the pouch?
That's very true, because at the entrance, they can't do a full-on TSA check into your backpack. So you can just hide the yonder pouch or just click the yonder pouch locked and have your phone hiding inside your backpack. Uh-huh. That's a way more easier way to do it.
You know what else would be good, Sasha, is you get a fake phone. You put the fake phone in the pouch, so therefore you satisfy security people. Meanwhile, you got your real phone. It's like in your shoe or something. And then later, you go to that same bathroom, you take the shoe out, put it in your backpack, and then you can, you know, talk to anybody you want throughout the boring class. Not that you should do that.
That's a great idea, man. What do you think about that, Sasha?
I mean, it's more of an expensive way, but why not?
Well, we've got plenty of old phones that we can do this with.
Yeah, we can work this out. I also haven't given up on getting a magnet into the school. It just involves after-hours access and a hand cart. So we just wheel it in through a loading zone, and get it into a secret place where Sasha can simply, you know, whack the thing and open up his pouch anytime he wants. But only he knows where that is.
We could even make this into some kind of business, right? You know, $5 to open up your pouch.
That's a great idea because, you know, you charge the kids to get access to their phones. You'll clean up.
Well, I was
and then you can take all that money and donate it to WBAI by calling what's the number here, Sasha?
833-722.
No, that's a 9. That's your father's like sloppy writing.
Yeah, sure. It's my bad handwriting. What's the number?
833-WBAI-NYC.
That's right.
Which is 922-4692. Sasha, thank you so much for all this. It's you've taught us a lot, and you've got the hacker spirit.
Yeah, so something about apples and trees comes to mind. I don't know why these images are coming into my head, but there they are. So, yeah. So our very special guest tonight. Thank you so much, Sasha.
All right. Again, we are in the middle of a fund drive. Please call 833-922-4692 to support us. Go to buddy.wbai.org, become a BAI buddy, and donate a small amount every month. Let's check in on our clip show from 2008.
But it's not completely unexpected. It's not something that... thank you. It's not something that we didn't see coming.
I have no idea what I'm talking about here.
Such events of horror and tragedy and fear, you can always bet that there are those on the sidelines who are waiting for the opportunity to use those events to their advantage.
That probably is a post 9/11 show where I'm talking about the Patriot Act or something like that. But again, all sorts of things happened in history, and we were there to witness it all. Here's an interesting story taking place now. At least several dozen people had their phones surveilled in this latest Chinese spying campaign you might have heard about. Donald Trump's campaign was, in fact, targeted. Chinese hackers are believed to be behind the whole thing, targeting both Trump's phone and his running mate, J.D. Vance. Earlier this week, or last week, actually, Trump's campaign was informed of the potential breach. It was unclear what information, if any, was accessed. But the former president frequently uses his personal iPhone to post on social media, make phone calls, and send text messages to billionaires and lawmakers. I'm not making this up. That's true. All private communications that foreign adversaries would be quite eager to get their hands on. In addition, it's possible that hackers could access location data. Roughly 40 people are for now thought to have had their unencrypted call and text data surveilled by the Chinese in the spying campaign, which is believed to have compromised at least 10 telecommunications providers. That's according to two other people briefed on the activity. In addition to Trump and Vance, current high-ranking U.S. officials are also among the targets. In a statement, the FBI confirmed the U.S. government is investigating the unauthorized access to commercial telecommunications infrastructure by actors affiliated with the People's Republic of China. Boy, this is getting interesting. So it's quite possible not only the location information of phones and devices was compromised, but maybe actually the communications itself. And if any of that is leaked in the next week or so, it could have profound implications, or it could have profound implications in the future. Whatever it is, though, it's another wake up call that even at the highest levels, our devices are not necessarily secure. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I'll chime in right away and say, you know, look, I'm not surprised whatsoever that there are state actors that are interested in the presidential candidates' communications, especially China, because China, I don't think, likes any of these candidates at all. I mean, they certainly don't like Trump. They certainly don't like Kamala. I think that the fact that they're here, that they're trying to acquire certain types of intelligence that may influence the outcome of the election is really just not surprising. You know, I feel like since 2016, this is really old wine in a new bottle.
Yep, have to agree. Okay, moving on. This is very telling. Cable companies, advertising firms, and newspapers are asking courts to block a federal click-to-cancel rule that would force businesses to make it easier for consumers to cancel services. I don't think I have to read any more than that. That pretty much tells you where they're coming from. You know, they don't want you to be able to cancel services easily. There's no other way of looking at this. Lawsuits were filed last few days, actually, about a week after the Federal Trade Commission approved a rule that requires sellers to provide consumers with simple cancellation mechanisms to immediately halt all recurring charges. How do you argue against that? Well, let's see. Cable Lobby Group, NCTA, the Internet and Television Association, and the Interactive Advertising Bureau Trade Group have sued the FTC in the conservative U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. The lawsuit claims the Fifth Circuit is a proper venue because a third plaintiff, the Electronic Security Association, has its principal offices in Dallas, and that group represents security companies such as ADT. You know, it's really hard to get into their logic here. I'd have to read the legal briefs to figure all this out, but the gist of it is they don't want people to be able to easily unsubscribe from. Alex, as a lawyer, any ideas as to the logic behind this?
Yeah, but and I don't understand the logic of the Fifth Circuit as well. I guess, you know, that's an appellate court, the Fifth Circuit. So I don't know what they're doing. Maybe there's some like special rule or something where they go right into the Fifth Circuit. But so that's weird. Number one. Weird number two is that I just seems really mysterious to me. I'm mystified as to the arguments against this. I mean, you have actual patents from Amazon that are on the other side of this that allow you to make a one-click purchase. I mean, this is a big thing with Amazon Prime. Buy with one click, click with one purchase. So on the one hand, you're allowed to buy things as a consumer, a whole bunch of nonsense that you probably don't need with one single click, but you cannot save yourself money. You can't actually discontinue services with one click. That's what these consumer affairs consortiums are against. It's totally insane. But it also brings to mind to me the reasoning behind the very notion of a class action, which is that there are a lot of companies out there that make a tremendous amount of money through illicit practices. And the way in which to make a great deal of money is not to steal a large amount of money, but to make a great deal of money illicitly is not to steal a huge amount of money from, let's say, one or two people, because you'll get caught for that. You'll be sued for that. But the way in which companies make tens of millions of dollars every year, year after year, is by overcharging a large number of consumers for a small amount of money. So if you have 10 million customers and you're overcharging them for 2 minutes, for $2 each, you know, this is a massive amount of money. This is why this should be something in place.
Okay, well, thank you for that analysis. And also, that's something we will never do here at WBAI, is overcharge or make it hard for you to unsubscribe if you ever wish to do that. That pretty much brings us to the close of this hour. Thanks to all of you. Thanks, Shostra, for coming in and educating us on the technology at your school. That's it for us for this week. You know, in another week, there's a good chance we'll be in a country that's very different than the one we're in today. And we're either going to have an end to an election that seems to have gone on forever, or we'll be at the beginning of what could be a long and possibly painful battle. We're all feeling anxiety. We're all feeling stress over how this could go. And maybe that's the one thing that all sides have in common. But in our last show, before D-Day, I just want to make one thing clear. We are going to be okay. No matter what happens, you will still be the person you are. Your friends will still be your friends. WBAI will still be there for you. And we hope you will be there for us. You know, there may be some rough days ahead, but never forget, you are not alone. Please don't bottle your feelings up. Share them with the people you care about. Please listen to those who need a compassionate ear. My hope is that we all finally begin to heal after this incredibly long ordeal, and that we see a lot less hatred and ignorance and fear. But even if that doesn't happen, we still have each other. And we will see you next week. Stay tuned to WBAI. Support us at either 833-922-4692 or buddy.wbai.org. As we hear the last of the clip show,
give each other time to deal with satellites and things like that. So let's let a caller from Iraq say the first words here.
Let's go into the future. Stay free, everyone. By the way, I didn't mention that Overtime is beginning on YouTube. Go to channel 2600. We'll see you there. You can call us. Write to us, oth@2600.com.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements by my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy. Gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they call my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every.
What you want from me This is Ralph Pointer. Join me and others every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on WBAI 99.5 on your radio dial. It would appear the human movement is such that at any moment in history, there are too few that understand possibilities of existence that would benefit all who inhabit this planet and are willing to act on this understanding. This program will feature that few. What are your views on these issues that impact your life today? What are your views on America today? What are your views on America's future? Can we talk? Call in 212-209-2877. Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 on your radio dial.